an icon of Australian contemporary theatre in Melbourne, has lost its Australia Council triennial funding and is on notice to lose its annual funding in 2008. La Mama Theatre, which is about to turn 40 years old next year, has received news it could lose $170,000 in federal funding because the council says its submissions are not strategic enough. La Mama, which was converted from a factory into an intimate 40-seat theatre space in 1967, runs 50 shows and is a portal for about 500 theatre artists every year. The funding cut would mean the theatre would lose one of its spaces and have to reduce the number of shows to about 30, a great loss to new and established actors and writers. The La Mama Artistic Director, Liz Jones, says the Australia Council's reasons to cut its money are without substance.
Well, we've been put on what's called fair notice. I'm not sure whether I think it's fair, but we've been told that we will get our full funding for one more year, and then we may get no funding after that. There are no guarantees after that. And that's pretty tough when we've been on guaranteed funding for a very long while now, probably for about 25 years. We've been on fairly guaranteed funding, and for the last 12 years, we've been on guaranteed triennial funding.
The triennial funding, which La Mama has now lost, is crucial to the running of a theatre because it allows the theatre to plan and provides important security for artists and staff. Guaranteed funds for 3 years also frees up the artistic director to run the theatre rather than constantly working on submissions. Liz Jones says the Australia Council is severely underfunded, and this is partly the reason why they have cut triennial funding. She also says that the Victorian theatre industry does not agree with the Council's view that La Mama has lost its important role in Victorian theatre.
The reasons they've given us are that they're not sure how we strategically fit into the Melbourne theatre scene any longer, that we in fact have been pushed to the sidelines. It's not the view, I don't think, of anyone in our theatre industry in Victoria, certainly not the view of the guys at the Malthouse or of any of the other theatre venues. They see us still as integral and vital, and we continually feed other venues with beautiful shows. So they also don't think we've got enough savings and don't really like the composition of our board. But I think I think both of those objections are fairly nebulous, especially seeing we've never been in any financial trouble ever. And we do have savings, we just don't have the, hundred or so thousand that the Australia Council think we should have.
Since the Australia Council gave notice, a Melbourne journalist from The Age has discovered that La Mama may not be able to reapply for triennial funding, as the Australia Council originally said that the theatre would be able to do. The theatre's artistic director, Liz Jones, says that this does not just apply to La Mama, but many theatre companies could lose their triennial funding, but the Australia Council has not properly announced this yet.
When Robin Usher, who's a journalist for the Melbourne Age, when he rang the Australia Council, he was assured that if we put in a good submission next year, that we would then be replaced back on triennial funding and funded until 2010. Now, in fact, what he's since discovered is that that's impossible, because everyone's funding is being terminated in 2008. Which it seems some people know about and some people don't, because there's been no official statement to this effect. I don't know when the Australia Council is going to, talk to the press about the fact that they're going to take everyone off triennial funding at the end of 2008 and everyone will have to reapply. I don't know what this means, and there are some people who are suggesting that we don't even have the assurance that triennial funding will exist after 2008. For anyone, except of course for the major organisations and the ballet and the opera.
Though La Mama, opera and ballet have very little in common, La Mama is still a very important part of the Australian art scene. Theatre studies students from around the world know the name La Mama for its groundbreaking work. Artistic director Liz Jones says to many people, La Mama is their artistic home, and it is a very unique and intimate space.
Okay, La Mama's a tiny space in which intimate and Cutting Edge Theatre has been produced for almost 40 years. It's a beautiful theatrical space because the audience are sort of virtually part of the set, and acoustically one never has to theatricalise or project if you don't want to, because it's really the size of a large living room. It's my and out of that comes my favourite kind of theatre, and it has been the crucible for a large amount of Australian theatre, and particularly Victorian theatre, for the last 40 years. Most Victorian artists have cut their teeth here, and many famous artists have cut their teeth here. I mean, David Williamson's a Queenslander now, but he wasn't once. He actually started work, I think about his first three plays were produced at La Mama.
As an artist who has worked at La Mama for over 10 years, I know that La Mama has always been a place of free artistic expression with no emphasis on commercial viability. Liz Jones says the Australia Council is placing more emphasis on commercially viable productions and has suggested that La Mama cater for the broader market, but she says this is not the concept behind La Mama.
La Mama itself is never reliant on audience size. Or artists are reliant on audience size, but if your work's really important to you, most artists want to see it on the stage, whether it's a smash hit or attracts small, intense, committed audiences. You know, financially the latter is not great, but it doesn't mean I've never had to program popular work. I've always been able to take risks. If I had to pick winners and program popular work, I'd get another job. One of the Australia Council officers suggested that instead of doing 50 works a year in our two spaces, that we do 30 well, or even, have you ever considered doing 20 very well? And so in those terms, he's really suggesting that I become an impresario, and you know, absolutely pick winners, make sure that everything's got a commercial base, and make money and make the space something it's never been.
You've been listening to CCN Community Convergent Newsroom's Mick Smith talking to the La Mama Theatre Artistic Director Liz Jones in Carlton in Melbourne about the recent news about federal funding for La Mama Theatre.